Okay, so holding on Mimtesim obeys about the two dots, the first two dots. So the Morris says a story that there was Rav Yonasan ben Achinoy, Rav Yonasan ben Elozer, and Rav Chanina bar Chama. So that they were sitting there and they were discussing. So Hara Yasi bekamboyalahu, they were sitting and they were discussing the following question. Haratnan. We have the Mishnah which says later on, Obas Malochas are boim choser achas. Kineged me, this calculation of 39, where does it come from? Now, the Rambam says in a similar case, in Sefer Sukkah, that the Mora discusses, how do we know that the Pasuk says a person should take on Sukkah as a pre-Eitzhoder? So the Mora says, how do you know it's an Esri? The more it goes to different discussions, how you know it's an Esrog. Rama says, I mean, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. They knew it was an Esrog, Rama says, because, I mean, since Moshe, times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they've been taking an Esrog. They were doing the mitzvah. It wasn't like, oh, the more woke up 1,000 years after Mount Taurus. Maybe really it's an apple, you know. I mean, the more knew what it was. The more we should try to figure out, how do you see in the pasuk that that is so? I mean, you know, the more they're sitting now, the Amoroyim, and saying, you know, maybe, you know, where do you get Lama Tes Malachas from? I mean, but they knew what the Lama Tes Malachas were. That wasn't the question. It was, you know, just the concept of where did you get 39 from? Tesis points out also that there are more, the Morris Kasha is, were it not for this idea of 39 specifically, maybe we would not have counted Barer, Zaira, and Merakit as three separate Malachas. Barer and Zaira and Merakit are fairly similar. You know, how do we know that they define them as independent Malachas as opposed to one malacha, they're all the. So Chazal knew there was 39. Chazal also knew that these had to be independent. And that, where does that come from? Okay. So where did it come from? So Amul Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama says, "Connected all avodas hamishkan, they come with the 39 malachas which are involved in the building of the mishkan." That's what he said. Amr Rabbi Yonasan ben Elozer, Rabbi Elozer gave a different answer. Kath Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lakunya. Kineged Malacha, Malachta, Umalechas Shebetara. Arboim Chosarachas. If you count up the words Malacha, Malechas, and Malachta, which are found in the Torah, they will add up to 39. So the Torah, which being Maram, is that there are 30, not only by Shabbos, in general, the word Malacha, Malachta, in the Torah adds up to be 39 times. So the Morris says, "Boy, Rav Yosef, then had a question. He says, "Vayevah habayis olasis malachta." Yosef comes into the house. By the story with Eishes Potiphar, he comes into the house to do his malachos. So the Morris Machlokes, the malacha, whether does it mean his work or means being with Eishes Potiphar. So is this counted in the 39 or not? Because it doesn't really mean malacha, possibly. I mean, let's take out a Sefer Torah and count. If there's only 38 besides this one, it's obvious this one is included. If there are 39 besides this one, so it's not included. Milay Omer Rabba, doesn't the Gemara say that didn't we find the similar idea somewhere else? Abai is talking. The Omer Rabba, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Lusos, Mishamat, Shavio, Sefer Torah, Mano. The Gemara there is discussing, Rashi says he's not sure where this is referring to. You haven't, in the Gemara in Kedushin, talked about, they're discussing what is the midpoint in the Torah of the letters, so they counted the letters. So we can count words. Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef answered back that I know that there's 40 in the Torah. I know that. My question is, which one do you drop? That's my question. Amalei ki kumasavkali mishum d'chsiva v'hamalocha hisadayim. So it says, which over there wasn't referring to work, it was referring to that they gotten all of the job done. So I have that one. So how to understand that one, and then how to understand this one? So I have two of them, which I'm not sure which one. One of them is going to be not referring to bona fide malacha, and one of them is. So therefore, back to over here. Miminyanuhu, do I understand? Is malacha ha'isadayim from the minyan? And v'ho'a, this pasuk over here by Yosef, I have to understand, commander Malasa's tzrachav, nithnas tzrachav means his interaction with her. He was going in to interact with Eishes Potiphar. And I count malacha ha'isadayim. Erdilma, that over here by Yosef means he wanted to do his work, so that's from the malacha. V'hai, and over there by malacha yisadayim hachikamer d'shlim le'avidat, it means that the job was done. So I'm not sure which one to drop out of the 40 to take. So that stands as a question. Tanya, Command Omar, Kenegat Avodas HaMishkan. We have a Brisa which says that it corresponds to the 39 Malachas of the Mishkan. The Tanya. Brisa says, Ein Chiyomer Elal Malachas Chiyotzeba Hayyisaba Mishkan. The Malachas which are Aser are the ones which you found something similar to them in the Mishkan. Heim Zoru, they planted Batem Al Loitizru, therefore you cannot plant on Shabbos. Heim Kotzru, Batem Loitizru. Hem hello as a crush in Mikarka Lagala, the Tamil Technisu, Mishus Arabim, Mishus Yachim. They took the crushim, the beams of the, called beams, from which were the boards of the Mishkan. You took them from the ground into the wagon, so the ground was Rishus Arabim, and the wagon was large enough to be Rishus Yochid. Therefore, you can't do the malacha of taking from Rishus Arabim to Rishus Yochid. Hamaridus the crusher Megola the Karka. They took them out from the Gola down to the ground. So Temlos Tzir Rishus Yochid Rishus Arabim. Ham Hutziyam Megola La Gola. Bryce continues and says, and they would transfer from one Agola to the other. The way they used to load the Mishkan onto the Agolas, when they would take down the Mishkan and load the Kroshim onto the Agolas, is there were four Agolas which are used to carry the Kroshim, and they were set up one here, one here, one here, one here, and they would load the Kroshim onto Mishkan, onto Agola number one. They'd pass from Agola number one to number two, and they'd load onto this one, from passing this one to this one. So they were always passing, they never crossed across, but from one to the front of the other one, they would do that. And therefore, Vatem L'Shitziyom Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYachid, you should not pass from one Rishos HaYachid to another Rishos HaYachid. The Gemara says, Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYachid, my Ka'ovid, what's wrong with passing from one Rishos HaYachid to another Rishos HaYachid? So, by Rabbi Dhamma Tabayo, we tame Rabbi Rabbi, it meant to say, Mishasayachid, Derech Mishasarabim. And this is the malacha of Moshit, which we spoke about before? Yeah. We did. Right? Malacha of Moshit, which is the passive one, Mishasayachid, another Mishasayachid, through the Mishasarabim, but only if it is Bidiyuta Achas. That they're in one row, as opposed to crossing. So if you'd have house A and house B, and each one has a porch above the Rishus HaRabim, sticking out over the Rishus HaRabim, and you'd pass them one to the other above the Rishus HaRabim, so that'd be the Malacha of Moshe.
I understand. Is there machlokas between these sheetahs about, you know, counting the words of the Avodas Mishkan?
Tosfos sort of asked the, Tosfos says, even the number is such a learning from the Malachas and the Torah, it has to agree that the number has to be built on the Mishkan. Otherwise, again, we still wouldn't know which 39. And Tosfos says, besides that, I mean, we know Moshe is Chayiv based on the fact that there was in the Mishkan this idea of, it's not what Lamed has Malachas, it's a Tolda, but we learn out from the Mishkan. If the Mishkan is not considered a source material for the Malachas, how in the world are we going to learn out Moshe? So Tosfos says that the Gemara is that the number, this one number says the number 39, there's one, listen, I look at them, what was in the Mishkan, and I got my 39. Someone says, 1 second. I mean, I still don't know that 39, I know that you learn from the Mishkan, but I wouldn't necessarily come up with 39 based on that alone, because I would say Bar Zer Merak, it might be one. So the fact that I have this, the 39 times it says the word Malacha in the Torah, that tells me when I come to the Mishkan, I count out 39 of the Malachas of the Mishkan. That's what that one number says.
But, well, that is, I mean, they complement each other.
That's according to that one number. The other one number says, that Tosfos wants to know exactly how it works, is the other one number says, I don't need to come out until I've had this Malacha 39 times. I look at the Mishkan, I said the 39 Malachas, and I learn from the Mishkan alone without having to bring in
it just happened to get 39.
And it happened to be 39, right?
But then you got Tosfos's question. You know,
right, so Tosfos says, how would he know if so to do that? Tosfos wants to say at the end, maybe the two of them are not arguing, but the problem is the more it definitely sounds like they're arguing. Which is Tanya Kavose, the one who said, Tanya, command Domer, Kenegar, what is a Mishkan? I mean, they both say Kenegar, what is a Mishkan? You're going to have Pasha, the other one, Domer, learns, that there was halacha Moshe Sinai was to take out Lama Tes Malachas from the Mishkan. So he says it's from the Mishkan, but the fact that it was Lama Tes Malachas from the Mishkan, that was Moshe Rabbeinu came down and says, okay, we're going to learn from the Mishkan 39 Malachas. As he says, no, that wasn't the halacha Moshe Sinai, it was based on the Malacha, the word Malacha in the Torah 39 times. Okay, let's see Rashi. So then these Rabbanim were sitting together again. Connected with a Mishkan. Oisim Hamanuyus Shom and Perkal Godo, Hoyitzichim and Mishkan. Those which are listed, the Lamet Hazalachas which are mentioned in Perkal Godo, were all found in the Mishkan. The Parshas Shabbos Nismach, the Parshas Melechas of Mishkan, Lomad Hemenu. The Torah put the two together to learn one from the other. He says it says the word Melechas of the Torah, Shaktsuvim B'chol HaTorah. Throughout the Torah, you find the Melechas 39 times. So the Kamar Kro, let's ask a Kol Melechas. Don't do any type of Melechas. Kaminya Kol Melechas of the Torah. Like the amount of words time it says Melechas of the Torah. Lo Zazim Yisham. Abai says they didn't leave there until they counted up. I'm not sure where it's referring back to. So Kager right away points out, I think he does it every time, like I remember. He gives you a maramachim to a brachas daf chafei. And there in brachas daf chafei, Kager lists on the side every time in Shas, and Rashi says, I don't know. So. And every other time in Shas where Rashi says that, he references you back to that place where he made the full list. So if you ever want to see the list of Rashi's, it's in Brachos Chof Heim Beis. Miu. However, Efshir maybe linyan involved the Gachayin Itmar. The Chazal said that the vav in the word Gachon in Parshas Shmini is the midpoint in the Torah of letters. Midapachinon leinamim bekedushin gabi vav de Gachayin. So Mor says, you know, is that correct? Umatartzinon, because Mor says we counted it and it didn't come out right. You know, so the more answers, Inu Habi Bakiya Bechaseris Vyaseris, that the earlier people knew exactly when sometimes you have a word which is written missing a letter or having an extra letter, so we have to rely on their counts. So Mor says that they went there and got a Tevet Torah and they counted, it didn't work. So Mor says, the answer is the answer. So maybe that's what it's referring to over here, they didn't leave it until they went to count. So that'll work over there, you know, in regards to a letter that they weren't sure, but regards to words, we know what the words are. So the word malach comes 39 times. So let's count it. If you count both these psukim by Yosef and by the announcement that the Torah's statement that all of the work had been completed, it'll be 40. Mitan Abbas Malachas is Abram Chaser Achas. There's only 39. There's one which you don't count. These two are the ones I'm not sure which one not to count. These two are ones which you can understand not as work. I'm not sure which one to remove of the two. This is my question. Do I say that counts? And over there it means Malacha Mamish Kamer. Hamalacha Shay Oisim Haya Oisim Dai. Loy Pachas Minatarach Bolo Yosim Minatarach. The various types of work that they did were done properly, not too much and not too little. For example, the Goyin, do they toss him with Tzipuy HaKroshim? They had to take the pieces of metal and bang them out to make them very thin to be able to layer them onto the Kroshim. L'dai Hoyim Meradin or some they banged out enough metal. They flattened enough metal for that. And not too much. V'chem etavishal yirius, when they spun the wool, the fibers to make the thread, to make the yirius. That's what it means. So malach is referring to the various different types of work which are done. So that counts. Bahailas is malach, so hudamapik, so therefore we have to drop out by Yosef with Eshes Petifar, it doesn't mean work. It was being written euphemistically that he was going to go and have relations with her. If his father came to him, your brothers are going to be on the Eifed. Do you want to be removed from amidst your brothers being counted on the Eifed? So that's one shot. Or Adilma, hi, Lassus Malach, the Malach Mama, she came into the house to do his work. Who? The more does not discuss how that happened, how it worked. No. Or do you learn over there it meant he was coming to do his work? He had no intention to have any relations with her, and he came to do his work. And we don't understand it like the other mandamer. It'll support the other mandamer. the haim of a malacha is a daim, and then the pasuk by the Mishkan which says that the malacha was sufficient. La malacha, he doesn't mean the various types of work that they did. Alakad mashu lekro, the pasuk of the pasuk means bavos nadava, the bringing of the gifts, bringing of the people's donations was sufficient. So it's referring to the act of donating. That's not really a malacha. It means that the work was done. They did not need any more bringing. And we use that phrase. It says that a person has a job to do, something they must do, refer to it as his avoda. Vitalis avidita the Omer Sanoa Le Suye Lehola Vena Elitswa Muhammad Lahakrib. So it says, uses a phrase of that this avidita which the enemy wanted to do to the Hechol, it wasn't an avidita in the sense that they just wanted to destroy. That's not malacha in the full halachic sense, but it means that was the job that they wanted to do. They planted the different types of dyes, the plants which produce dyes, to be color the tchelis. Now Rashi sounds like he's learning the tchelis was not from some type of a shellfish. The problem is the more or fish or whatever it is. The problem is the more later on says pretty clearly that tchelis was from from Dam Chalozin, so it's a little bit difficult to understand this Rashi. Something called the Chalozin. Yeah. What it is exactly is up for discussion, but this Rashi is difficult to understand. However you understand that, whatever you understand it is, it's not something which grows. It's not a plant. And you had to dye the aris elim, and v'tochtem v'loshonam isamanim litzvoya, and they would grind them, and they would make some type of a dough out of them. V'oifa, the ketanim v'nesisim v'abas malachas. It says baking. It wasn't really baking. Who bishes the one? It really was cooking. So why did the Mishnah use a lashon of baking if really what was in the Mishkan was cooking? Ella the Nakasidur of the past, welcome to Farish Parakal Gadol. It was much easier to remember it by you going through all the steps of the process of making bread, even though Bishl and Oifa were interchanged, because both of them are the final, completing the process using heat, so they felt that was fair enough to interchange. Karka, Rishus Rabim, so the ground was Rishus Rabim, Gola, the wagons, Rishus Yachid, Shigwa Yud, Rechabadel, they were 10 by 4. The Avra Shebein HaGolus is Rishus HaRabim. The space between the Yagolus is counted as Rishus HaRabim. Okay. You're asking a good question. This is how the Bavli learns, yes. The Yerushalmi actually says that the place where you had Oifa in the Mishkan was in the Lechem Aponim. Right, so it does say that, but the Babli does not go like that, because if you do that, I mean, there were other things which are involved in the process of running the Mishkan, which are not counted in the Lamentes Malachas. Even Lechem Aponim, there are those who point out when the Torah goes through the Pesukim of in Shuma, building the different parts of the Mishkan, it talks about, and you're going to make the Lechem upon him, and it throws it in as part of like the building process, as opposed to Menachos, or opposed to everything. It doesn't really mention the details, but it says you make the Shulchan and you put on the Shulchan the Lechem upon him lefanai to me. And even in the psukim in Pekudei, which Bekudei talks about, you know, that they built the Mishkan and they did everything. That's in the command. Then so it goes through all the process of building everything. Then it says, so it doesn't mention over there that they made the lechem upon it. But then in Parshas Pekudei, it says they put everything together. No, it's not right, because it says everything else also. Yerchol er lechem, it also mentions that they react to their martyr terrorists. It's interesting, it doesn't say they brought karbonis. It says, but in the kelim in the Mishkan, it says, and they set the shulchan, they put the erech lechem. They put the menorah, and they put the neiros. They mizbeach azor, but yachter alav k'taras samin. Remember something along those lines, I don't recall the details. Okay. Misha says that you can do hatmono in gizei tzemer, because it's not considered that it's something which increases the heat; it only just maintains the heat. But there's still a muksa ish vei metalfel. Amar Rava, loishanu elish letamen behem. When the Mishnah says that you can't be metalfel gizei tzemer, means I'm telling you two properties about gizei tzemer. One is you can use them for atmana. Number two, that they're considered muksa. I don't mean that they're considered muksa when you use them for atmana. I mean that they, in general, they are muksa. When does it, are they aser betiltel if you have not used them? Abel tomen behen, but if you use them, is betiltel and nusan, you're allowed to move them. In other words, that makes them, now they have a function, which is a Shabbos function, as opposed to till now, they were being used to make thread, which is an iser, so they're mux. So no, now you're using them for Shabbos, so therefore they're not mux. That's the more understood what Rav said. So Moshe says, "Esei, how mirabonan bar yome l'Rava?" So he was one of, he just came to Beis Yonash that day, and the Moshe is pointing it out to point out that a person could just be a brand new Talmud and still ask a good question. The Rava, he asked the Rava. This Brisa which says Tabu because it's Tabu Beim Metalton or some Ketzah. This Mishnah which says you can be Tabu because it's Tabu and you cannot move them Ketzah Huaisa. Or I'm sorry, our Mishnah says. So what do you do? Nartles and Kisa Beit Nifles. You take the cover off and they fall off. What was the question? If you're allowed to move them, so move the Tabu aside with your hands. So obviously that's not what the Mishnah means. Eli Itmer Hachidmer. The Moshe says that's not what Rava meant. This is what Rava meant to say. Amar Rava lo yishana elosh lo yichten lahatman. If he this halacha the muksa is only a person does not designate them for the purpose of atman. Ava yichten lahatman. If he would designate them for the purpose of atman, not to make threads out of them, so then metalton son you're allowed to move them. That's a Rava. How much yichud is yichud will be a little bit of a discussion, but. But it's more than just this. Pashas means more than just that one time. Itmar nami, we learn ki asa rabban amar Rabbi Yaakov amar Rabbi Asi ben Shaul amar Rabbi l'shana elosh lo yitlan latman amar taltan nesan. We are allowed to. Once you designate them for the purpose of atmana, so then there's no problem with muksa.
So the yichud is a lot better than the actual demonstration of use. because if you just used it, then you have this issue that you have to, you know, pick up the cover. So it still looks in there.
Okay. So Rashi said, "Yitamara means loyalim." A person will make a designation and say, "This is so." Yes, I mean, the fact that you use it one time is not no indication of what you're planning to do with it. So this is still the fact that you use it means you used it. That's no indication of what you're planning to do with it. But if I say this is going to be for the purpose of this, now. There is a discussion in halacha. It could be yichud alone without actually using it one time is not sufficient either. It means yichud plus the fact that you used it, or if you did some type of maisa which would express the yichud, so then it takes effect.
Now you have a bottle that you keep there and you're insulating things in. This is my bottle that I keep it in. This bowl is an ethereal, right? So I put it in that bottle. It's already yichud. It's already by itself.
It's already on its own. Probably that'd be sufficient.
So is there anything to be gained from yichud for one time?
No, I don't think, if I recall correctly, no. I think there, if you're starting with something that's not a kli. You know, the case in they talk about the case of you want to be miyachad avonim, the good throwing stone issue, right? Pashtun halacha, that just designated then for one Shabbos use would not be sufficient. You have to miyachad them for that purpose, which is not true. And after you finish with them, you finish with them. You know, they're not. Or you have to do some type of maisa of like changing them in some way. You have to like mark and put, you know, cut something off of them, grind them down, do something to them to change them, and that functions as a yichud. Right. Now, Ravina says, I'm going to answer the Mishnah differently. That there's different types of wool. So there's wool which, using them one time, will be enough to take off the muksa status, and there's wool which is that's not true, because it's very clear that even though you use it one time, your intention is to take it back and make it into threat. So so what's that? Ravina says, "Vishal heftik shanu." Our mission is referring to gizitzemer of heftik. Heftik, Rashi says, is you'd have like a what? So it was a, like a large. I sounded like Rashi was saying it was like a large piece. So it was clearly that your intention was, you know, I guess you'd have. I don't know exactly what C is, what it looks like, but this was clear that your intention was this is something which is going to be used for the purpose of making into wool, and the fact that you use it one time is not indicative of any decision. But otherwise, right, just loose wool, whatever it is, you use it. You say, for now, you made it for this purpose, and that's sufficient. The Bryce says that, like Ravina, Kitzemer shall heftik, and Metathlon is some. Those you can't move. But if we do some type of maisa to them to make them usable, to use them for his own purposes, then you'll be allowed to move them. So the more is going to talk about this yichud, the concept of yichud a little bit, how yichud works. Let's see Rashi. Three lines on the bottom. Well, Tamim behem metalton nisun kusagodayt hashda the mili mili ktoni mes nisun. Well, Abba Hanuk the Tamim behem koy. So we're understanding the Mishnah to mean that if you're Tamim behem, they're not muksa. You can't move them if you didn't use them. So that's the Talmud asked. How many Rabbanu bar Yomei? First time he came to that base medrash, that wasn't the first time he learned. First, because he's familiar, he's fluent with the Mishnah. Brings the second pshat on the bottom. The Oruch says the pshat. There's a Gemara Chagiga, but there's a person called Rav Idi, and he was called Barbe Rav the Chadjema. He was only able to make it to yeshiva one day a year, but he was kavua coming that one day a year, so he's referred to as Barbe Rav the Chadjema. He was did a tremendous amount of effort. He had to travel a very long distance back and forth to be there for that one day, and he was considered, that was like of all the chashivas that he had, his person was willing to do that. So the more suggests, he says that's what we're referring to over here. The Kisra, he says, take off the cover, Alma Bahana Tatamas Behet Nami Ka'asr the Tatula. Even the ones you've used to be matnin, you still cannot move them directly. Allow you the Kisra, you only can move it by moving the cover and they fall off. So Rav is talking about if you designate it for continual use for that purpose, then it's not muks. Just using them one time makes them mutter to move with the command of Yitzhak Lahachi Dami. It's as if you've designated them. He's not going back on the Mishnah because you're right. In the Mishnah, you're right that it didn't work. The Masnisen, Gizin Shal Heftik, the body Osad Lahachzirim Misham, you're not going to keep them for this purpose. You're definitely going to use them. Make him into wool, into threads of wool. Well, Yitzhak never used specifically, did not, were you not miyachid them? Heftek is Maroch, Gedola Sha'archim, Umashiman, Lakzoison, Lescherra. It's a large arrangement, arranging things, which you'd put them there to set them aside for the purpose of business. It's a current Tash. Ben Shalpagodim, Ben Shalsemer, Ben Shalchagabim, Ubosser, Maluach, I don't care, whatever you're storing there. You have this large, so if it came from such a type of arrangement, so then we assume that you're going to be putting it back there. So maybe Taka didn't look different, it just depends where it came from. Okay. The fact that you already arranged it there and set it up there, and you took it from there, we assume you're taking it back over there. Okay. Tana Rabbi Bar Chana made the Rav. Rabbi Bar Chana quoted a brayso in front of Rav. Brayso says, "Chariyah shel dekel shegodron." So the palm branches, which you gather them off of the tree, were eaten for the purpose of wood. So they would take off. Once the part it hardens, so now you can use it as wood. So they took it off for wood. V'nimach olayin the yeshiva. So if it's wood, it's muksansha. It's wood meaning wood, building with it or using it for firewood. So they're muksa for when it comes to shabbos. And now he changes his mind and he wants to use them to sit on, which is a permitted use in shabbos. So tzarech, to make them now non-muksa, tzarech l'kasher, you have to tie them together before Shabbos, so you bundle them together into something which you can sit on. So you have to do an action to change their status from muksa to non-muksa. It's not enough just to say, I'm going to use it for that purpose. You have to do an action to change their status. I think you can't just sit on the one thing you can't sit on is too very small. The Kriya Shal Dekel.
You stood them up in a barrel or something. Tying them together.
You sit in a bundle. You sit in a bundle of them. You don't sit on one of them. They're very.
I would think you flatten them out.
That's okay. That's good. You want to sit on it, something like a seat. It needs a place, so. You make a bundle out of them, but you can't just go on Shabbos and put the pile them and sit on it. You need to do that before Shabbos. Mishum Milomer ain't tzarech l'kasher. So Mishum says you don't need to tie them together. That's enough. Just to designate them from before Shabbos is mutter. So machshava, yichud machshava is enough. Then the Mor says, Rabbi Chana, who tani law? He quoted this price. V'amar law, he also gives a comment on it. That halacha k'rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We pass on Shimon Gamliel that it's enough just to think, to designate in your mind. Itmar, we learned that a price, we learned that a machloikas, Rabbi Amar Kershav, says you have to do some action from before Shabbos. Shmuel Amar Kershav. You have to think, just in your mind, setting it aside is sufficient. From before, you must do that. You can't just change your mind on Shabbos. But the decision from before Shabbos is sufficient. Rav Asi Amar, Yoshev, Ava Bishal Akishar, Al Bishal Akishar. If you actually use them, that's sufficient. But designating them in your mind would not be sufficient. And Yoshev, even though you didn't do the act of being kosher, them is also sufficient. Yeah.
Rabbi, how about not designating? Is not designating, you know, using something for both the same as not designating? You use it for this, I'll use it for that. But I haven't designated either way. So because it can go either way, basically, I didn't say it was good, so it's not good.
Well, the question was over here. It started out as muksum. It started out as being designated for option X. So it maintains its status as a muksum until I change it and move it to Y.
But if it could be X or Y, it's neither. I mean, it's the X.
There's a eitzim by definition are muksa until you make the non muksa. I'm not sure whether that would be true by everything.
That answers it. Yes, it stays X.
Right. More so like this: Bishlam Rav Hudamer Kama. Rav says Katana Kama. We have to tie it. Shmuel Nami Hudamer Kamshin Gamliel. It says that you just have to think. Ravasi, the Amr Kaman. Who is Ravasi going like? Where does he get this idea of sitting? In other words, according to Rav, you have to do some type of an action to change it. You have to change the item in some way. He didn't do that. Some more answers. Who the Amr Kihai Tana? So Ravasi is going like the following Tana, the Tanya. Yoitzin bipikurin ubitzipa bizman shitzavan. So a person can you're allowed to be yotzei wearing the following items. So pikurin was combed flax, and tzipa is combed wool, and you'd want to put it on as like a protection over a wound or something like that. You want to use them as protection.
Like a gauze,
right? So, but again, since normally this thing which is combed, etc., that its function is the next step, you're going to make it into thread. So how are you allowed to use it? Why isn't it muksa? So the Mishnah said, so the Tosefta's starting point is dealing with the Chiddush over there is that it's not considered hutsah. You put it there to protect the body. It's not considered the malacha v'tzor because it's there. That's the point that the sefer is starting out with. But Agav it says that that's only considered that it's something which its function is to protect the body and that use it for that purpose because you've designated for that purpose. That's what Rashi learns. There was. If I decide to take if I need to protect my wound and it's all scratchy and that my clothing is scratching it, so I say, you know, so I take a piece of paper, which that's not its function, and I wrap it around it so that it shouldn't irritate my skin, I can't use it on Shabbos. Because it's not clothing, it's a piece of paper. If I have something which is I've designated for that purpose, to use it for that purpose, then I'm allowed to wear it. It's a rational. So what's considered designating it? So it says, "Bishman shetzavon v'karchem b'mashicha." If you would dye them for that purpose, and you would wrap them around with some type of a thread. Let's say, "Loit savon v'karchem b'mashicha." If you do not dye them and you do not wrap them with the mashicha, with a piece of thread, and Yotze Behem, that you cannot use them for that purpose. Ve'im, however, let's say Ve'im Yotze Behem Sha'achas Mibod Yoim, but if you use them from before Shabbos for this purpose, even though you've not done anything else, the fact that you've used them before Shabbos constitutes that you've designated for this purpose, and now they become, that's their function, and they become bolted to the goo. Now you can use them on Shabbos for that purpose of wearing them. So you see this idea of you can create a designation, not the Gabi Mux, of the Gabi something else, but you can create a designation of a function by usage. And that's where Rav Asi got his idea for it. And the more brings that Rav Ashi brought a proof to Rav Asi.